podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
First off on the programme today, a Dublin football team has revealed that scramblers being driven at high speeds are forcing children to train away from their usual football pitch. And Clondalkin Celtic wants to see immediate action taken to stop the scourge of the bikes on the full-size pitch they use at St Cuthbert's Park in South Dublin. And I have a question for you. Is it about time that the councils here in Dublin provided a scrambler park for young people who have scramblers? Or should the Gardaí just go and round the whole lot of them up and impound them all and stop them going out on their scramblers and destroying estates and fields and football pitches and causing harm to the people on the bikes and bystanders? But my main question is it up to the four local authorities in Dublin to provide a scrambler park for those who have scrambler bikes to stop them destroying places around Dublin? I'm joined on the line by Dave McCarthy, who is from Clondalkin Celtic Football Club. Dave, welcome to 98FM. Explain to me, if you will, Dave, what the problem is here.
The problem is that Clondalkin Celtic are trying their hardest to actually start to get training and football matches back on the St. Cuthbert's Park, and also to have local people using this amenity. It's been stopped because of the issues, the antisocial issues of scrambler bikes, and it's just not acceptable anymore.
Okay, so how big a problem is this? How often are scrambler bikes, and the headline in the Herald today says scramblers speeding at up to 60 kilometres per hour on park pitch is terrifying kids' teams. How big a problem and how often is this occurring?
It's practically every night. You know, it's like a racetrack. They've nowhere else to go with the bikes, no weather. You know, somebody builds them a separate park away from houses and give them the facilities, but they certainly can't be going across football pitches. We just can't have that.
Okay, so in terms of the effect that this has had on the club itself, it's gotten to a situation where you literally can't use St Cuthbert's Park for training or matches or anything?
No. All our matches now are being conducted in Dean's Rec Community College at a cost to a club of £3,500 a year. We have to rent these facilities. We have another team that has to play down in that play up in Pimount Football Club, and they pay privately for the pitch as well. So it's all coming out of their own pockets to pay for that pitch, where there is this public
facility available that is ideal, if not for the antisocial behaviour of the scrambler bikes.
It would be perfect. If it wasn't for the bikes, this pitch would be perfect. It'd be purpose-built. It's a purpose-built football pitch. It's a proper 11v11 pitch. We play small-sided games on Saturdays. We could put three teams in that on Saturday. We could bring a little bit of life back into the community.
So how many people are we talking about using the park for scrambling, for going around on scramblers? Are we talking 10 people, 50 people?
No, we're talking about 20 people. 20 kids were up there the other night on the bikes. There was about six bikes flying up and down as I was walking around. And just, you know, intimidating. It was an intimidating kind of situation for a grown man to feel that, you know, I didn't feel that safe going up. So, like, 20 kids are ruining it for over 400 or 500 kids using it. 200 and odd kids at the football club anyway should be using this Monday to Friday, every evening, and the community could use this then for other opportunities.
Now, St Cuthbert's...
It doesn't have a swing in the park either. I mean, there is no playground in that park.
Now, St Cuthbert's is owned by South Dublin Council. What are they saying, and what are the Gardaí saying?
Well, nobody's saying anything. That's why I'm here. And this is the problem. Everybody's saying that, you know, that they'll talk to us, they'll listen to us, but as of yet, there's a container going to be put in there now in the next couple of weeks. Without no protective barrier around it. So we're doing that at a cost to ourselves to make sure that we can... We're fighting this all the time. The club is fighting this. We're driving this all the time to make sure that we don't lose the facilities. because space is very tight now in Clondalkin. There is no open spaces where we can put a football team into.
In terms of scramblers and the use of scramblers, and I know it's a particular problem in St. Cuthbert's Park, but it's also a problem in many parts of Dublin, many parts of Clondalkin. What is the solution to this? Is it for the Gardaí to impound them all, or is it for a facility to be provided so that young people can go and use it? And if such a facility was provided, would it stop this anyhow?
I'm not a politician, and I'm certainly not a community worker, and I don't know what is the absolute proper solution. But other avenues have to be tried. So if you take a scrambler bike off a 12-year-old kid, surely his mum's just going to go out and buy him another scrambler bike.
Okay, so that's not the solution.
No, so the solution is leave him with the scrambler bike and maybe open up a facility out away from housing estates and give them, and let South Dublin County Council, do you know, manage this. It works in the UK, it works in Holland, it works in Sweden. Like, there is facilities. We've done it with horses. We've got rid of horses. There's a fantastic facilities down the road in Clondalkin, where all the horses are now, the kids have an area, and the horses have been practically eradicated away from the area. So the kids have just really swapped from one horsepower to 50, 100 horsepower.
Some would argue, though, that parents shouldn't be giving their kids scramblers unless they have somewhere to actually use them.
100%. I mean, what parent buys a child, a 12-year-old child, a scrambler? The problem lies there. It doesn't lie with the child. The problem lies with the person buying it for the child. These are children. We're not talking about 22-year-olds. We're talking about children on these bikes.
So your message to parents who are providing these bikes to their kids is please think about where they're going to be using them before you even buy them.
No, my message to the parents is cop on. It's plain and simple. Do you know, it's the most dangerous instrument you could give a child. An 11-year-old child who's not old enough to ride to drive a car or be insured in a car on a road or a motorbike on a road. And these are running. These are not just on the park. It could be on a road. It's on footpaths going through housing estates. It's not just the park. I mean, this should have been highlighted a year ago when that Polish man, I think it was, over in Coolock, was left with life-threatening injuries and life-changing injuries now. Like, legislation should have been pushed through. I don't know what the government or councillors are waiting for. Are they waiting for multiple deaths or multiple injuries?
Okay, you know, so you're appealing to both the Gardaí and to South Dublin Council to sort this problem out sooner rather than later. Firstly, to ensure that nobody's actually killed on one of these things.
Yeah.
But secondly, to ensure that groups like Clondalkin Celtic can actually use a public community for what it's intended for in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, these kids are more than welcome in joining into Clondalkin Celtic Football Club and getting involved as part of a team. You know, we're not pushing these kids away. We're not saying that these kids take away the bikes and give them nothing. I mean, you know, they'll just move on to something else then. Give them the facilities as well. Push them away. I don't know what the solution is as that part. I know what the solution is for Clondalkin Celtic, and that's my concern. For my child who plays with Clondalkin Celtic, I'm with the club 9 months. You know, I just see the fantastic work that's being done by the committee of Clondalkin Celtic, who are banging their heads sometimes off a brick wall. So I just decided to see, can we get the attention?
All right, Dave McCarthy from Clondalkin Celtic Football Club. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM.
Thanks a million.
And I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. My question is simple. What is the solution to the ongoing problem, not just in that park in Clondalkin, but all over the city with scramblers? What's the solution? Is it for our four local authorities to provide scrambler parks so that they can legally do what they like in them? Or is the solution for the Gardaí to impound every single one of them, especially if they're caught on a public road? What's the solution? Call me right now on 6797981. Here's Tomo with his thoughts on this.
Well, I think to save everybody money and hassle in the long run, instead of spending millions trying to light up the spire, why don't they build tracks? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, he thinks they should be given tracks. I'd like to hear from you. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note as well to 0877 98 98 98. Pete is in Leopardstown. You're on 98FM, Pete. How are you?
Hey, Adrian, good morning. How are you getting on?
Good, thank you, Pete. What did you want to say on this?
You must be absolutely joking building motocross parks for these lunatics. Absolutely not. Adrian, I've lived in Holland, like that last gentleman said there, right? About motor and saying that they build motocross and facilities for kids. Yeah, they do, but they're trained correctly how to use motorbikes. They have to have a race license. They have to have the full equipment and be able to go on a motocross bike. They have to start from the PP, which is a small little moped sort of engine on a motorbike, and all the way up before they can go onto a motocross track correctly, you know?
Okay, it's actually properly controlled. Right, well, we have a situation here in Ireland where it's not in any way controlled. You know, listening to what Dave was saying there, in St. Cuthbert's, it's just bloody mayhem.
Adrian, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. I've been working around all these areas and all I hear is motocross after motocross after motocross going around fields. Not even a helmet, a bodyguard on them or nothing. It's madness. I say take the bikes off them, destroy them, and then find out who the parents are of these kids and fine them. And if they do not adhere to the fine, then do something else about it. I'd increase the sentence on them. Because it's madness. Their kids are going to get killed on these motorbikes. Mm.
It was one of the things Dave said, and I get where he's coming from. I can't get my head around how a parent thinks it's okay for their 12-year-old to have a scrambler and to go up to the local park and ride around. They obviously don't love their kids.
They obviously dislike their kids.
It's
absolutely nuts. I wouldn't even let my kid out on a push bike without a helmet, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. So these parents clearly don't like their children.
They clearly don't give a shit. It's crazy. It's madness. Like every time I see it, my heart just be in my mouth because I'm expecting one of them to come off it, hit it. Like all these parks are surrounded by fencing, metal fencing, right? I know the park them on talking about, and I feel sorry for them because they're actually a decent club, Clondalkin, you know, and they don't deserve that kind of type of crap. You know, one of their motorbikes goes into one of those fences, it's going to blow up and it's going to kill a child.
And I mean, the one point that Dave mentioned a couple of minutes ago is that, you know, what does it take? Does it take several deaths before something is done about this? We've already had the incident of that Polish man left with life-changing injuries as a result of being hit by a scrambler. Maybe something would have been done if he'd have died. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's going to make a difference to these morons, the parents buying scramblers for their kids. I really don't. I think, let's just, you know, put up and shut up. I'll buy you a motocross if you just keep quiet and get out of my hair for 4 or 5 hours and go annoy somebody else.
Okay, stay there for one second, Pete. I'd like to hear from you. 6797981 is our telephone number. Darren sent us this WhatsApp voice note, and he's basically saying that there's a big factor regarding these bike tracks that we're not thinking about.
Adrian, we are absolutely mad if you think that we should build a motocross tracks for these youngsters. Like, a couple of weeks ago you're talking about play centres couldn't afford the insurance. Imagine the money needed behind this. It's as simple as, how are they going to get there? Parents are going to need to get trailers in to transport the bike because it can't be used legally on the road. It's an absolute joke. They don't give a shite. Take them off them, find the parents, and it's as simple as that. If I went out and bought my son an Audi A6 tomorrow and handed him keys and all, and he got stopped by the guards, I would be hammered out of it. So it should be the same for these bikes.
Okay, now, so we're asking, what is the solution here? Is it for the four local authorities in Dublin to provide scrambler parks so that we can take them out of our public parks so that somewhere like St. Cuthbert's Park in Clondalkin can be used for what it's intended to be used for, as a public amenity and as, you know, pitches for the local football club and everything else? Or is it to get tough, as that message said, and round them all up and burn the whole lot of them? Derek, you're on 98FM. How are you, Derek?
Hi, how's it going? How are you
good,
getting
thank
on?
You. Good, thanks, Derek. What did you want to say?
Well, I don't really want to say too much, but I don't think it's fair at all for the kids to be getting their scramblers taken off them and impounded by the Gardaí. Like, fair enough, yeah, they're causing very big people to be taken off the football pitches and, you know, some kids aren't getting to know what they're involved in. But a lot of these kids with scramblers don't have a lot of things to be involved in, as is.
Stop. No, hang on, Derek. They can join the bloody football club.
Yeah, but a lot of them would be too interested in that. And a lot of them would have mates that would be like, oh, like, they're going to play the football. And, you know, like, they'd be peer pressured into it a lot of times. And a lot of them, I had there 2 minutes ago, you had somebody on saying that their parents are buying them scramblers. Not half of these kids would be getting them off their friends. You know, some of them would have spare ones, and they'd be giving them a lend to their mates, and or some of them would just, you know, buy them out with bits of money they've kept aside and get them for themselves.
But hang on, Derek. Yeah. You know, some of these bikes are 400 quid second hand in bits. Do you know what I mean? They don't come cheap.
I know that now, 100%. I get what you mean, but a lot of these kids wouldn't really care. You know, they get to go on a scramble, have a bit of a vroom vroom around the place.
So hang on. So your defence of this is, Asher, God love them, there's nothing for them to do.
No, I'm not saying there's nothing for them to do. I'm just saying, you know, with the fact that they have scramblers and stuff like that, like, I feel that Gardaí should not be going around to impound them. They should be building parks for these kids. There should be scrambler tracks and quad tracks. Because, like, I know when I was younger, I was out in Coolock with my granddad, and he'd be getting quads and scramblers out, and we'd go around to the big pitch, and he'd be there with a few other kids' parents and all, and they'd be watching us. You know, it was more safe. You know, not a lot of us wearing helmets and all, but we had the adult, you know, we had the adult kind
supervision,
of
yeah,
the whole
yeah.
time. And that's what these parks could bring. If there was, you know, as you're saying, the council to go
and
ahead.
Who pays for these parks, Derek? Do you pay for it?
Well, obviously, it'd be coming out of all of our tax, so not 100%. But, you know, at the end of the day, the government does need to do a lot more for the kids and stop just worrying about the money.
Okay, stay there for a second, because Robbie, he's basically saying we need to do more for kids and providing scrambler parks as a start.
Yes, it's great, sir.
That's just ludicrous to do that.
Why?
Why? Because most of these bikes are 500 to 750cc. If I was to go down to a garage, Adrian, and buy a 500cc Fiat 500, I have to have tax, NCT and insurance, plus a licence to have that on the road.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't, I'm going to get pulled over by the guards, I'm going to get fined, I'm going to get brought to court, take my licence off me, the whole lot. But these 13, 14, 15-year-old kids are now flying around on scramblers. It's like, are people mad? And then people are saying, like, oh, build a park for them. Spend tax money on building a park. We can't even build houses and ask them to build it like a door track for kids to fly around on bikes. What's wrong with the people of the city? Like, it's too dangerous. Like,
so what is the solution then, Robbie? Is it to go? Is it for the guards to go and impound every single one of them and destroy them?
100%, take them off them. It's too dangerous. You're all saying like, oh, people are going to get killed. People are people have already been killed.
People yes, no, that's very true. And still, no. You see, what really gets me about this conversation is this is an ongoing problem every day of the week in St. Cuthbert's Park, and it seems the guards do shag all about it.
But it's not only St. Cuthbert's Park. It's all
No,
around
I know them. It's not. I know it's not.
Finglas, Ballymun, Ballyferma, it's everywhere. You simply take the bike off them.
But if you're going to
take off them,
these kids, every single one of them are going to rebel.
What's a 13 or 14-year-old going to rebel against the guard for?
But it's not just one 13 or 14-year-old, though. You have to understand, like, these are groups of kids.
Listen, Derek, mate, this is not a movement from the 60s you're on about. You take the bike off them, it's as simple as that. If the child starts to pick up a rebel, you put the child in the back of a car and bring them to his home.
Have you seen
the fathers of these kids should not be born?
Sorry, I can't hear both of you. Sorry, say that again.
Have you not seen what some of the kids do in some of the areas when they have nothing to do? Like, they literally have nothing to do. They'll go around causing trouble. They'll start robbing cars. There's literally, I've seen videos of.
So your solution to stop kids robbing cars is to give them a scrambler to kill themselves.
I'm not saying that's the solution. That's why I'm saying the scrambler should not be taken off the kids at all, because if they are, they're all just going to rebel. And it's not just one 13 or 14-year-old in one area. It's literally 13 or 14-year-olds and then more older.
But Derek, I mean, Derek, you're talking about something that is part of the problem here. Are we afraid of teenagers now?
It's not even that. It's the fact that they're rebellion. Like, you know, we could be afraid of anybody. If you try and take anything away from anybody, they're going to rebel, especially when it's not having nothing else to be doing.
Sure, God love them. The point I made to you a while ago, Derek, is there is a football club, Clondalkin Celtic, that they could join, but they're just not arse. They want to do something that they're not meant to be doing. They want to go around on a scrambler bike and destroy the park that the football club is trying to play in. But we
should. Can I ask Derek a question?
Is there any other clubs? Is there any other clubs for them to join, though? You know, not a lot of kids like football.
Yeah,
you
know, there's loads of... Clondalkin has more facilities than most parts of Dublin. This excuse of, I sure God love them, there's nothing else for them to do, is a load of rubbish. Sorry, go on, Robbie.
Have you got kids, Derek?
Have I got kids? No, yeah. Thank fuck, I don't.
Don't mind the language,
right,
go on.
See, there you go. And that's right there, that attitude right there is why you have the opinion. I have three kids, all right? They're all under the age of 8. If my child came to me at the age of 13 or 14 and says, oh, I want to scrambler, that's what I want to do with my downtime when I'm off school or when I'm not doing what I have to be doing, I want to ride a scrambler around the park, they'd be getting told no.
No.
Because your child's safety is the most important thing to you when you become a parent. And I don't want my child flying around the park, either hitting some other kid or hitting a wall or hitting a fence.
And that was the point that I said a while ago, and I firmly believe this. The parents, and I know there's some listening to us right now, who have bought their young fella a scrambler bike and allow them to go out in places like Cuthbert's Park to ride on it, don't like their children at all. They dislike their own children because if you didn't,
I wouldn't say they dislike.
They have to. They have to, Robbie. How could you possibly send your
children? It's just lazy parenting. It's just like it's the old age attitude that people have. I just give him what he wants and he won't be annoying me. It's not that they dislike their children. I don't think anyone out there dislikes their children.
But you must, Robbie. Well, you mustn't love your child if you're prepared to let them go out on a scrambler bike.
I don't think I'll go as far as saying that they dislike their children, but I would say that it's lazy parenting.
Okay, stay there for a second, Rob. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from John. He says that the scrambler situation is at crisis point.
As the boys were saying, Aidan, that's an epidemic now. It's all over the place. People being hurt and injured all over. Kids flying all over the gap, flying in front of main roads, in front of cars, hitting poles. And a few years ago, Christmas Day, there was a poor little youngster killed. And imagine how his parents feel. It's an epidemic all over the place now. If they're not properly registered and not properly in proper areas, take them and scrap them. And if they go out and buy more, take them and scrap them either. And what are they going to do about it? Run amok? What do people do when the cars are taken off them? Nothing. They either pay what's up or do the proper stuff for. Do you know what I mean? If they can't just do what they want. If that's the case, let the guys do what they want. Take them, scrap them. Every time they get them, take them, scrap them.
And another message says, that guy, Derek, is not with it at all. If you don't own land or can't access land approved by the owner, you shouldn't own a scrambler or a quad when living in a housing estate. It's absolute madness. Here's another WhatsApp voice note saying basically that the bikes are being used for a more sinister reason.
Adrian, these bikes are not being used as a hobby. It's a full-time business in there for drug dealing. That's why they're on them, going all across the park, dropping money one side, drugs the other side. So Scrambler Park is not going to do anything for them. That's what they're using these scramblers for, 24-7 in Cuthbert's Park.
Okay, and let me just bring in one last call. Jeff, you're a local, you live in Clondalkin, but also an adult biker.
Yeah.
And what did you want to say?
Right, the first fella, he was right in saying they should actually build somewhere for them. Because if there is something, like in Clondalkin, for instance, there's nothing but fields out there. You know what I mean? There is a lot of fields out there. They can, a dirt track is nothing, you know what I mean? It's dirt. It says it on the tin, you know what I mean? If they could go around there and be supervised down it, well and good, right? I'm a boycott. I did it years ago. I did motocross years ago, but I did it properly. I didn't go out. And I lived in town, so I couldn't.
Okay, so
you know what I mean?
Sorry, Jeff, your solution is to provide some sort of a scrambler park.
Yeah, because everyone's saying about football. I didn't like football. I still don't like football. You know what I mean?
No, but there's more than just football available
in
Clondalkin.
No, but your man keeps it. But there's not, actually. If you go out to Clondalkin, there's nothing out there. Being honest with you, there's nothing in it. You have a football club in it, and that's it.
So your solution is for the taxpayer to fund the construction of a park where they can legally scramble?
Yeah, because they do it for playgrounds, don't they? They do play. They make playgrounds. They make football pitches. You know, like, what's it? It's a hobby. You know, it is a hobby.
Yeah, but it's a hobby that's destroying other people's hobby. Playing football, for example.
Yeah, but that's
or even the pleasure of walking through a publicly owned park is being destroyed.
And if they had somewhere that they could do it, they wouldn't have that problem.
If that were true, Jeff, I'd agree with you. But I don't even believe that that's true. I believe that if a scrambler park was open, they'd still do it. That's the really annoying part.
I don't think they would, being honest. Now, I don't agree with them on the road. I'm a biker. Some of them are assholes on the road, you know what I mean? And even more the older people. I'd say are even worse, you know, on the road.
Okay, but the bottom line is we need some sort of a bike park for these.
I think, what I think. And if it was supervised properly, you know what I mean?
All right, Jeff, thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls. I'm way out of time. You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. Now, Round Towers GAA Club, Dublin Lions Basketball, your man is talking rubbish. There's loads of stuff to do in Clondalkin. And there is loads of stuff to do in Clondalkin. I always find that excuse of God loves them, there's nothing for them to do, to be absolute rubbish. It's down to the parents for not pointing them in the direction of the correct thing to do rather than allowing them, buying them the bikes and allowing them out on the bloody things. Anyway, this is South Dublin Council and the Gardaí need to get on this straight away. They need to deal with this. And in fact, just to wrap up, Jay just sent a message kind of agreeing with what I was saying a second ago.
Don't mind him, Adrian. There's a bike track in Mulhudder that the locals set up. It's great. You see all the scramblers going down there. But there's still little scumbags who use the fields because they know they're not supposed to be doing it. So they enjoy it. Nothing got to do with the track at all.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. And I mean, the reality of it is, and this is the annoying part, if there were scramblers going around in some of the posher parks of Dublin, let's say, it would be dealt with straight away. It would be stopped straight away. And it's about time that South Dublin Council and on Garda Síochána got on top of this and allowed people to use St Cuthbert's Park for what it's intended for. Anyway, thank you. I'm way out of time.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.